Amen. Praise the Lord. Someone else.
Yeah, I'm glad Jesus saved one like me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Someone else.
19 years
today.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Someone else.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. For all that he's done in my life. Thanksgiving gets closer just thinking of all the blessings that he's given me. And I'm so unworthy, but I praise him today for all that he's given me.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank God. Someone else.
Think about the goodness and grace of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And how good he's been to me.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Sometimes you get up in the mornings, he'll break you like a twig. And he'll break you down.
Hey.
Let you know. Let you see what he done for you.
Yeah.
Never will forget that preacher. But when I was running from God, I never will forget that preacher that he brought by me.
Amen.
What that preacher seen,
hey,
was a punk on his way to hell. And I didn't know that then. I didn't have no idea, but he did. And that preacher, went away. And when he come back, God had saved me.
Hey.
Under your preaching, God had saved me. And a few years down the road, that preacher had come back to church for a funeral. And I was sitting here thinking, when the first time he ever seen me, he seen me as nothing but a lost sinner. And then the next time he seen me, he looked at me and he said, oh, what a change God's made in you. He seen it across the room.
Amen.
I said, God, thank you.
Amen.
I'm nothing. But then he brought preachers in my life, molded me, and groomed me until he got me to the point that he would wake me up. Don't realize how asleep you are spiritually until you're saved. And God shows you things that's beyond your comprehension.
Yeah.
But the blood... sung here this morning. It's by the blood that I got in.
Yeah.
It's by the blood that I stay in.
Amen.
It's only through God's blood that anything's possible.
Yeah.
You take the Son of God that had to walk up Calvary's Hill.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's a place called the place of skulls. Royalty. Royalty, God's only Son.
Yes.
Went up that hill and laid his life down, beat to death. Beat beyond recognition.
Yes.
You're right.
Bled. Ain't no man ever suffered nothing like that. Never. And I hardly doubt ever will. But to lay his life down for me and to give me eternal life. He'll break you sometimes and he'll make you understand, hey, I did this for you.
Right.
What I've done for you.
Amen.
But he made it possible for the whole world.
Amen.
But sometimes he just gets on you in such a way you can't hold that in. A man can't hold that in and have a cardiac arrest trying to hold that stuff in.
Yeah.
He's got to get it out.
Amen.
God's good.
Amen.
Just take he had to be punished like he had to be punished for me. My sin put on his shoulders. I'm telling you, the sewer pipes of humanity was put on him that day. But he went right by it. Seen clean through it. When I was a 3-year-old baby, my uncle run over me, flat over me with an F-150 truck. Crushed both my legs, got the side of my head. I mean, mangled me up. God let me live. I could have been squished like a, looked like a watermelon under that truck. He let me live. I mean, as a baby, obviously if I'd have died, I'd went to heaven, but just let me live. I fell out of trees 25 feet, 27 feet, and landed on the back of my neck, and didn't even knock me out. Got up with a torn arm and walked away. God let me live. And I was a lost man then. And he let me live. Could have killed me right then and there, put me in hell. Just things, just reflections, just things that you think back on. The mercies of God and the goodness of God. Not just them times, but there's a lot of times that's went by that I don't even see, I don't even know that would have been a close call that God protected me. But His sovereign mercy and His grace. At one time, we was all prayer request. Every single one of us that's saved by the grace of God at one time was a prayer request.
Yes, sir.
And I can't help but think back at that preacher. And he's dead today. That man of God's dead today.
This is all.
But he had a big role. He played a big role.
Amen.
Leading me down to Calvary.
Amen. 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 Amen.
But I know for a fact that God used him to start the process.
Amen.
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 My love the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Man, I love you.
Amen. Bless your heart.
I take my last breath on this earth. Everybody in this room needs to know that I love him. And I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Amen.
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 I'm not skirting around the edges. I'm telling you I love God.
Amen.
Because he first loved me.
Amen.
Seeing his love. Seeing his love abundant. And abounding. There's nothing that can ever conquer love.
Amen.
Nothing. God said it, and that's evident. He put it in the Bible. Love's what hung him on Calvary.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
I was thinking when Brother Danny was talking about that preacher God put in his life, there's a verse of Scripture that says, that's what this Bible is. That's what God's Word is. It's seed that is sown and water that is given. Amen? And then God moves upon it. The Holy Spirit moves upon it. Amen. And germinates it to bring life, everlasting life, into the sinner if they'll come the way God said to. Amen. In the book of Galatians, chapter number 5, the Bible says in verse 1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, wherewith Christ hath made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. We through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. That's as far as I'll read. As I was looking in the scripture and looking in the book of Galatians, here where the apostle said, stand fast. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. I thought a lot about, and I know I've preached on the thought before, but it seemed like that the Lord has put it again on my mind. How we stand. How are we to stand? Here in Galatians, he tells the Galatian believers to stand fast, therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. He says, stand fast. Stand fast. In many other places, he tells us, stand fast. Stand fast. Stand fast in one spirit. Stand fast in the liberty. Stand fast in the Lord. Over and over he says to stand fast. It means to persevere. It means to abide. It means to continue standing. I thought about this. Sometimes I ask a preacher to stand in. Have you ever had somebody stand in? Have you ever been asked to stand in? Have you ever been asked to stand up? Sometimes you have to stand up for something. Amen? And sometimes you have to stand forth. When nobody else stands forth, God wants me and you to stand forth. When he says stand fast, that's what he's talking about. Stand up, stand in, stand forth for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. This is how you want to stand. If you're going to stand, if you're not going to fall, but if you are going to stand, you need to stand in liberty. God doesn't want us standing in the law. He wants us standing in his liberty.
Amen.
Standing in his liberty where he made us free.
Amen.
It's good to take a stand in God's word. Amen. But don't become a law-filled Christian. Become a Christian that is liberated by God's word. There's a difference in being liberated by God's word and being a lawful follower of the word. Amen. Paul didn't want the Galatians thinking they had to be circumcised to be saved right. And again, I want you, listen, there's a fine line here. And there are a lot of people that get this mixed up. They think when you go to talking about keeping God's words or God's commands, that you're bringing them back under the law. And that's not so. That's not so at all. Bringing you back under the law would telling you, you need to be circumcised again. It would tell Brother Adam, I'd have to say, you can't eat ham anymore. And we need to start attending the Lord's house on Saturday, on the Sabbath day. And we need to start keeping certain holidays that the Old Testament mentions and certain feasts. Then I would be bringing you back under the law as believers. But to keep God's commandments, to love one another, amen, as Christ loved us. That's what he commanded us to do, amen. And to love the sinner and live the way that God has commanded for us to live, a holy life, a steadfast life. Amen. That's what he's telling us to stand in and to stand forth in the liberty. The liberty. It is a liberty that Christ has saved us into. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know why? Because his life is a liberty. It is a liberty that you and I stand in. And he tells us to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. If you're going to stand, stand in liberty and stand free. Amen. Stand free. I mean, to be free, free from the law, not being bound by the Old Testament law. But I am bound unto the Lord. Amen. I'm his bond slave. Paul mentioned being a bond slave, but what a liberty that it is to be a bond slave for Christ. Amen. Thank God for the liberty. Stand. Be not entangled, he said. If we're going to stand, we need to stand in liberty, not entangled, not entangled with the yoke of bondage, not entangled by the things of the world, not entangled by our old life and the old sins that he said. Listen, there's a lot about standing in God's word that God wants us to know about. If you and I are going to stand right, if we're going to stand for the Lord, there's a certain way that God wants us to stand. I thought about this as the other day. I thought, what does it take to really stand? I mean, to really stand for the Lord. Standing in the last days. Standing against an enemy that's much stronger than you and I. Standing where there's much temptation. Are you listening? All of us are going to face the very same things in the Christian life. We all have the same Lord. We all have the same faith. We all have the same Spirit within us. Amen? And we are all commanded to stand the same way. The same way. I thought about in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, when Moses told the children of Israel, he said, fear ye not. You remember when they were standing at the Red Sea? And he said, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show unto you today. For the Lord shall fight for you. Sometimes, listen, standing is just standing still. Standing still and seeing what the Lord will do for us. Amen. Standing still and waiting upon the hand of God to move. There's times I think I've got to be doing something. I need to be doing something. I need to be walking forth. I need to be putting my hands forth, or, you know, whatever that it is. And sometimes God just wants you and I to stand still and watch him do what only he can do. God wants us to see him. If we get busy standing, are you listening, in a flurry,
then we're looking at what we're doing and not in what he's doing. We need to see what the Lord wants to do for us. We need to see his power. When you stand still, God is saying, see my power. See my hand. See me work. See me move. See me liberate you. You see, I cannot find my way out in liberty, but Christ makes the way for liberty. He's the one that saved us, amen? He's the one that brought us this way. He's the one that died for us and shed his blood for us. He is the one that he said, the Lord will fight for you.
Amen.
They had an enemy standing against them. They didn't know what to do. They had the enemy behind them coming up on them. They had the Red Sea in front of them. They were at a possible impossible task, but yet standing still was what God said he wanted them to do. He didn't say lay down and quit. He didn't say roll over and cry. He said stand and stand still. Stand still. Listen, the whole time you and I must stand. We must never give in. Are you listening to me? Never give in to what the enemy may try to press upon you. We may feel like the enemy's almost got us and we may start bending our knees. No, God says stand. Stand still. Stand the way you've been standing. Stand with me at your side. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord. See what God's going to do. The Bible said in the book of Psalm 24, he said, who shall stand in his holy place? I'm glad that we can stand in God's holy place. Amen. If you're truly going to stand for the Lord, you should stand in his holy place. Amen. How do we stand in his holy place? We find ourselves in God's house. Standing up for him. Standing before his presence. Sometimes God wants us kneeling in his presence. But there are other times God wants you and I to stand in his presence. He wants us to stand in his holy place. He told Moses when he was up on the mountain where he was standing to take off his shoes. Pull off his shoes, because the place where thou standest is holy ground. Standing in a holy place. If we're going to stand right, we need to learn to stand in God's holy place. Know what holiness is, what God's holiness truly is. Do you know God said, be ye holy, for I am holy? God wants you and I to live a holy life. To stand for holiness. Amen. I mean, that is cleanness. God-likeness. Amen. Not just righteousness, but holiness. That which portrays holiness. The very holiness of God. The very glory of God on our life. Amen. That's God's true holiness. That you and I live holy lives, separated unto God. Different. Everything that is holy is sacred. Everything that is holy is sanctified. It's set apart only for God's purpose. Everything that is holy belongs to God. God said, stand in a holy place. Stand, the place where you stand is holy ground, Moses. David stand in a holy place. You and I need to learn to stand in God's holy place. Not in a carnal place, not in a fleshly place, but in a holy place.
God wants us to stand there. He wants us to abide there. That's what it means to stand. One of the meanings of stand is to abide. Stand there. Stand in God's holy place. He said in Psalm 94, "Who shall stand up for me?" Amen. Against the workers of iniquity. You and I to stand up. Stand up for God. God will stand up for us. Amen. David stood up for the Lord. And that's why God stood up for David. Jesus said to one group, He said, "If you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. But if you confess me, I'll confess you." I don't want him to be ashamed of me. Do you? I want to stand up for the Lord. Somebody needs to stand up for the Lord. Because we're living in a generation where there's not a lot of people standing up for the Lord. The Lord is mocked. He is scoffed. He is made fun of. He is lied about. Are you listening to me? But He has saved us. We have a Lord that we can stand for. A faith that you and I can stand for. Amen? The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 2 that your faith is to stand in the power of God. Not in the wisdom of man. Your faith is to stand. If we're going to stand, that means for our faith to stand in the power of God. We need to stand in the power of God. I trust in the power of God, don't you? Amen. I trust in the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that Christ can save any sinner. His blood can wash away every sin. I believe His Word is quick. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen? I believe in the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Our faith needs to stand in the power of God, not in the wisdom of man. You know, a lot of churches today, they say that their faith is in God. But then they'll go to search out for pastors. And I'm not saying that it's necessarily wrong to search out for pastors, but a lot of times this is how they do it. It's how much wisdom of man that they have as to what they elect. They think that is surely what we need. When really what they need is a man of God that is hooked into God's old-time power. Amen. Somebody that the believers can pray for and get behind. I'm going to tell you something. Any man of God, he cannot just stand on his own. He must have the power of God upon his life. He must have the prayers of God's people. Amen. And their reception. Their desire for milk and meat. That's what makes it easy to stand, amen, in the congregation of the Lord. That's how God uses His men. God sees an immediate need among His people. Their prayers, their longing. Are you listening to me? Their thirst and their hunger. And then the man of God is liberated. If he prays, if he studies, and if he prays, he is liberated to preach the Word of God to God's people. I want to tell you, there is times that it is easy, and there's times it is very tough. But our faith should stand in the power of God. Stand fast in the liberty, he said. Stand fast in the liberty. Stand fast in Philippians 4:1 in the Lord. And everything that you and I are, we stand fast in the Lord. It is all of the Lord. It is in the Lord's salvation. It is in the Lord's work. It is in the gospel of our Lord. Amen. It is in His death, His burial, His resurrection. It is in His promise of Him coming again. You and I stand in everything we stand in the Lord. In Him we live, we move, we have our being. Without Him we have nothing. We cannot stand. The Bible said in 1 Thessalonians 3, Paul said this to the Thessalonians. He said, "For now we live, if ye stand fast in the Lord." He said, "We're comforted over you in all of our afflictions and distress because of your faith." Your faith in the Lord. He said, "If you stand fast, then we're comforted. If you stand fast." So stand fast for the comfort of another. Amen? I mean, it's good to know as a pastor, there's people you don't have to worry about. Their life is a comfort to you because you know they're standing fast in the Lord. Their faith is completely wrapped up in the Lord. Amen? And you get comfort from that. Even in other times of distress and times of affliction. Paul, that's what Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 3. He said, "We're comforted if ye stand fast to know that the believers that sat under His word are still standing fast." He said in one place that he had no greater joy than to hear that his children walk in truth. Amen. To stand fast. Stand fast. Stand fast in the Lord. In the book of Ephesians, he tells us to stand fast. In the book of Galatians, he tells us to stand fast. He tells us that we stand, having done all to stand against an enemy. How do we stand and having done all to stand? We stand in every way He told us to stand. Our faith must stand in the power of God. We must stand in the liberty that Christ has given us. We must stand fully armored. When we've done all these things, then He said, having done all to stand, stand therefore. You see, standing is not just popping up and getting on 2 feet. Well, that's a start. Are you listening to me? That's what happened when you and I were saved. He picked us up out of the miry clay, set our feet on a solid rock. There we began to stand. Amen? But then having done all to stand, we find out, what do I do to keep myself standing on 2 feet? I must have the strength of the Lord. Amen? I must have His strength. I cannot stand in my own strength. I must stand in His liberty. I must stand in the Lord. I must stand fully armored. Once we stand in such a way, then we have done all to stand. Then we have done all to stand. Amen. When we've put on the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6. Amen. When we let me read it to you. In Ephesians 6, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. There we are, finally. Finally have learned to be strong in the Lord. Finally have learned not to rely upon my own strength, the strength of my flesh. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God. See, you have to do that. That you may be able to stand. That you may be able to stand. Why? To stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I mean, the influence of spiritual wickedness, the rulers of the darkness, Satan himself, supernatural demonic power. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor. Because of the enemy you have, take unto you the whole armor that you can stand. See, we're going to need it all. Every bit of it. That you may be able. Some people may have it and still not stand. You put it on that you may be able. We can't just put it on and then just stand there with hands down. No, we have a sword to put forth. Do we not? And a liberty to stand in. And a power to trust in. Not my power, His power. His armor, His power, His word. Amen? And having done all to stand, stand therefore having your loins girt about with the truth. Stand in the truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. Stand in righteousness. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Stand in the gospel. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Above all, stand in faith. Faith believing. A man that doubts, let him not think that he shall receive anything. God wants us to believe. God wants us to trust in Him. To believe in His ability. Amen? You know why they stood still that day? God wanted them to believe He could part that sea. Do you think Moses, when he held that stick out, that's what done it? He was just being obedient to what God said. God was the one that blew through that water, heaped it up on both sides. You listening to me? God was the one that peeked through the smoke back at the army of Pharaoh. Amen? That was God that did that. It wasn't Moses. It wasn't Aaron. It wasn't all the children of Israel. What were they doing? Standing. Standing and seeing the salvation of the Lord. Standing and watching that fire by night and that cloud by day. Standing and following wholly the Lord when the Lord said, set down tabernacle, pack up tabernacle. Amen? Stand in the Lord. Stand that you may be able. Stand prepared. Stand in faith that you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Stand saved. Take the helmet of salvation. strong believer has on the helmet of salvation, a knowledge of salvation, the mind of Christ. He's not caught. He's not caught, listen, by foolish temptation. And just any fiery dart doesn't penetrate him. He's a spiritual believer. He has on the helmet of salvation. He has a knowledge of salvation. A settled salvation. He knows he's saved. He knows whose he is. Who he belongs to. Amen? Listen, the devil will do more to you in your doubt than you ever want him to. He'll discourage you all the way out the door if he can. God wants you, if you're saved, to know it, to have it settled. I mean really settled. To trust God. You're going to trust God? Amen? Don't trust yourself then. Amen? Don't trust yourself. It's not in whether or not I thought I prayed exactly the right words or could remember exactly the right day. And that's good if you can. It's good if you can. Amen? It's wonderful. But above all that, you know it's Him. You know what He's promised. Amen? Praying always with all prayer. Stand in prayer. Stand in prayer. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Watching thereunto with all, here it is, perseverance, standing, and supplication for all saints. And the preacher said, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me. You know what my desire is more than anything on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night? That utterance is given to me. That God would give me unusual supernatural liberty to preach the gospel to you. Because therein the power of God will strengthen your faith. It's wonderful to hear the word. It's wonderful to hear it quoted. Amen? And to hear any message. But when the Spirit of God gives great utterance, that makes the difference. It makes all the difference. You'll leave charged in your soul. Amen? Full in your spirit. Amen? You won't leave as hungry as you were when you came, or worse. You'll leave and you know you've pulled up to the table of heaven. Amen? And you can go out and you can stand. Stand the way the Lord would have you to. All right, I'm done this morning. I want you to stand up.